six. Boskovic off the bench getting his first run in a while with three. And Mowat Mag with 7 points and obviously a big, big defensive play at the end of the game. 91-89, BYU takes down Wisconsin here tonight.
Yeah, and it was a good defensive play. And you look at what the comeback that Wisconsin had. Again, they when you have comebacks, you need things go your way. You need to create those. They did. And they just I have no problem with the attack by John. We talked about what I would have done. Yeah. The ball would have been in John Tonge's hand. He got you to this point. Can he make a play? Mm-hmm. And it was a really good defense possession by BYU. Very tough shot. John misses it a little short, and then there was a battle for the offensive rebound, and you're just not going to get that call if there was a foul. I got lost in a lot of the bodies down there, but you're just not going to get that to end the game in the NCAA tournament.
And BYU moves on, 91-89 over Wisconsin. We continue. We'll again take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Brady and the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues from Denver, where BYU defeats Wisconsin 91-89. Quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Houston 79, Gonzaga 76 with 2 seconds left in that game. Tennessee leads UCLA at the break 32-25. Earlier today in the South region, it was Auburn 82, Creighton 70. West region, Arkansas took down St. John's 75-66. Another West region final, Texas Tech 77, Drake 64. Midwest region, Purdue to the Sweet 16 for the sixth time in 8 years. Sixth time in 8 years, 76-62 over McNeese. And earlier today in Denver, Michigan advances to the South Region Sweet 16 with a 91-79 win against Texas A&M. BYU wins it here tonight, 91-89. Back with more on the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report total sales.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. BYU 91, Wisconsin 89, your final here in Denver tonight. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This was Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Well, the Badgers conclude the season 27-10, and now the next step for them is the next step for programs across the country, because in the infinite wisdom of the NCAA, the transfer portal opens Monday. I'm serious.
Yeah, you are serious.
It does.
It's the one thing that I don't understand.
So there are six seniors on this team. There has been talk, it is moving tortoise slow, of eventually getting 5 years to play five seasons. Kamari McGee, theoretically, would be a candidate for that. Marcus Ilver as well. There's thoughts maybe he would go back and play professionally in Europe. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of tempo to those discussions. And you obviously have the your roster retention, guys like Nolan Winter, John Blackwell, and all the guys who can return. You have all of that. You have the business aspect of that. Not tonight for these coaches, but Monday.
It's just the way it has it.
And obviously you have ongoing conversations throughout the course of the season. Long story short, you don't know what the roster is going to look like. Back in the old days, you could – figure it out. Seniors move on, everybody else back. Greg Gard has talked about that, Butchie, repeatedly, that, you know, you every year it's like you're starting over is dramatic, but it is a year-to-year deal what your roster is going to look like. So that's kind of the bitter reality of this. And even if you're still playing, there are going to be 16 teams in the NCAA tournament. Then you obviously have the NIT, you got the crown. But the portal opens Monday, and it runs until the third week of April. So that's, again, the business component of this. We talked about it before the tip. When the game's going on, it's electric. It was a terrific college basketball game tonight. And now that the buzzers sounded, it's back to the business portion.
Well, it is. But I'd like to say this, though. This group, as a former Badger, I want to say thank you to them, because they've represented this university the right way. They did it the right way. As a player, you always wanted to leave it better than when you got there. And this group has continued to do that. This group has shown transfers, recruits, whatever it is, that, hey, we can have a style change and you can have success here. You can be a transfer and have success here. This group has left this program better than when they got there. And that's all you can ever ask. And as a player, that's all you ever want to do. So thank you to this group. Thank you for being great guys. I guess I got a four-year-old at home, and he loves the Badgers.
Yeah, he does.
And it's unbelievable, right? And Nolan Winter's his best friend. And what do? I catch Nolan. I say, Nolan, can you just have a quick video for my son? And what is he? Absolutely,
of
Brian.
Of course, yeah.
And he does it. Like, that's what these. That's what that locker room is, and that's what that locker room always will be with Greg Gard leading it. It's good kids first.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I get a little choked up talking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's a special place. And these kids gave everything they could to try to move forward and play in its sport, but it's so much bigger than athletics. And fans, don't take this for granted. Playing in the NCAA tournament, having players and kids of that caliber in that locker room, it's not everywhere. It's not everywhere. So don't take this for granted.
And the thing is, and Greg Gard has mentioned it repeatedly, I know Joe Krabbenhoff, the associate head coach, has talked about, obviously you want to recruit either incoming freshmen or transfers. You need the skill set. Everybody understands that. But they're sticklers for having good people in
here. No question.
And even, you know, those who left last year, good guys.
Nope,
everybody
absolutely.
Likes A.J. Storr, Connor Asijan, you know, Chucky. It's, you know, there's a business component for those guys,
yep.
and you do what you need to do. But this is this was a special group to be around. That senior class, Kamari McGee, Carter Gilmore, John Tanjay, Max Klesmet, Stephen Crow, and Marcus Ilver. That's a pretty good group there. And I think, as you said, they left the place better.
Yeah, thank you.
Really,
that's what I got for them. Yeah, thank you.
And as a former player, that's going to mean more than anything. But I think as a broadcaster, Badger fans, I would hope and trust you feel the same way, because this group did it right. Unfortunately, tonight fell 2 points short, but a team that was picked preseason to finish 12th in the Big Ten got to the Big Ten Tournament Championship game and came within a shot of at least getting overtime, if not advancing to the Sweet 16 here tonight. But BYU, to its credit, showed that offense that it has been showing throughout the course of the season. They moved to the Sweet 16, and now having won 11 of their last 12. BYU 91, Wisconsin 89. Back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as BYU defeats Wisconsin tonight 91-89. I know there were technical issues for pretty much the second half and maybe then some here tonight. Long story short, there are some people in Denver who are over their skis in terms of IT. We've had massive issues here. There were issues yesterday, the Westwood One broadcast. They were doing it over the phone. They didn't get any better. So our guy Dave McCann's been working furiously to at least keep us on the air to some extent. Aisha Jackson back at our studio. So the problem was not your phone if you were streaming or whatever. It was an issue that popped up with some of the crews on Thursday and was quite simply not corrected here today. But I'm sure they'll all get paid. It'll be great. BYU defeats Wisconsin here tonight, 91-89, as the Cougars now at 26-9 head of the Sweet 16. The Badgers will go home 27-10. And we had our fun, didn't we?
We did have our fun, and I appreciate working next to you. It's an honor, and we have fun, and we try to tell a story of these kids, of Greg, of this program, of this university, and that's what we try to do. And I'm very lucky to be able to do it next to you, sir. I appreciate it.
Likewise. I'm the lucky one. Lucky one to get to work with you. And obviously Charlie Wills on the basketball side, Mark Tauscher on the football side. And, it's been fun. It's the world's changing in college athletics. But I think as long as this, you know, this outfit, and I know it will as long as Greg Gard and his staff are here, is sticking to the principles. We have seen the evolution of this offense, but the non-negotiables remain.
They're still there.
And as long as that remains, I think this program will continue to make fans and alums, former players such as yourself,
absolutely
very proud. So thanks to all of you for listening to us this season. Again, we'll tell you the final score, BYU 91, Wisconsin 89. That will do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our great engineer Dave McCann, and I should Jackson doing great work once again for us back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We thank you so much for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. The Mighty Subatomic and their song "Hey Fool." Electromag before that, and their song "Warchild." Of course, Subatomic, Electromag, along with Last Crack, Magic Seven, and Mindox. They are all part of the Rocker Jamboree. Is happening at the Burr Oak Sunday, May the 4th. Be with you. The doors open at noon for the show. The show starts at 1, and we're going to be done by 5. So, if you like me and you like those afternoon shows, this is the show for you. Plus, it's all for a good benefit. We're putting on a little fundraiser for Rocker to help him with his medical expenses after his heart attack. Plus, a portion of the proceeds are also going to be donated to Mama Cares, a great organization here in Madison, taking care of musicians and artists that need help in our area. It's the Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. Want to say thanks to our sponsors for the show, the Aaron Weber Group, Ethical Trade Company, Aftershock Classic Arcade, Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Brainstormer Studios, and Madison Drum Makers. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May 4th. Hope to see you there.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches.
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It may take a while to make me whole again in your eyes. But I don't care, 'cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in my. Perfect specimen, but you are no great scientist. My house is not a petri dish. Examine something else. I don't care to tell you everything, for you are no great therapist. I have had quite enough of this. Go counsel someone else. I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. My forehead is hot to the touch, and I have not been sleeping much, but you are no great doctor. I'll be seeing someone else. I've had my run-ins with the law, but you'll never be my one phone call. You are no great judge, but if you must go judge yourself. I try to be great, I always make mistakes, and I slip and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. Make me whole again in your eyes. But I don't care, 'cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in mine. And I try to be great, I always make mistakes, and I slip and I fall. I can't always. But if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. If I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl.
Caffeination. That is brand new. Something to do from Here Comes the Panic. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Andrew David Weber out of Milwaukee before that with Crawl. Hey, I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. After Hours. Filling in for Rob Roberts, who filled in for me earlier tonight. Hey, if you're in a band or a solo artist, you have brand new music coming out, you want to get it out to the people, here's what you do. Shoot me an email, music@civicmedia.us, include an electronic press kit, all the important details, maybe some upcoming shows, your shoe size, what you'd like to do on Sunday afternoons. Love to hear about it right now. music@civicmedia.us. We'll get your music on the air, maybe even invite you in for an interview at some point. We'd love to meet you. I got music on the way this hour from Lords of the Trident. We'll do some 94 Distortion. Mickey Magnum just around the corner. Right now, brand new music from the Known Unknowns. Here we go on Max Inc. Radio.
Here we go!
Fire!
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Go Play God and Never Enough. Mickey Magnum before that. I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. And the Knowing Unknowns in there too with Here We Go. Here we go. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Catch us on the overnight as well on those nights. You can always get the podcast too, civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. page. All the podcasts, live in the lair, the interviews, full shows, whatever you like is waiting for you right now. While you're on the website, be sure to grab the Civic Media app. Put that on your device. Take us everywhere you go. Some great shows across Civic Media. You don't want to miss any of them. Civicmedia.us. Coming up after the top of the hour news break, I got a double dip of Last Crack. I dubbed that Essential Last Crack. Plus, I'll have details about the Rocker Jamboree happening Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. We'll do some 94 Distortion in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Lords of the Trident. It's the Ballad of John Milwaukee. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mow.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The search for the gunman in the nation's latest mass shooting is underway. It happened Friday night. Many of the victims, just teenagers.
Authorities searching for the armed shooters in connection to a mass shooting that killed 3 and injured 15 at a local park overnight in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Dozens of people seen running. The victims, as young as 16, rushed to area hospitals.
ABC's Melissa Adan. Two sources telling us the Internal Revenue Service nearing a data sharing agreement to allow immigration police to use tax data to support the Trump administration's deportation agenda. The Coast Guard says it's suspending the search for 3 missing boaters, including 2 children, 17 hours after their boat capsized on the St. Johns River in Jacksonville, Florida. Doctors announcing Pope Francis will be discharged from the hospital Sunday and return to his residence at the Vatican. The 88-year-old Pope has been in the hospital 37 days battling double pneumonia. This is ABC News. Transportation.